best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
Trevor, did you know you can actually turn yourself into a morning person?
You can physically do it? Like,
according to a new study, you can.
I mean, it's been like 7 years for us, and we still haven't done it. So
this study found it is, all caps, IS, possible to turn yourself into a morning person. All you have to do is be hardcore for about a month.
Okay. Wow. Wait, what does that mean?
These are your five hardcore steps you need to follow.
Fantastic.
Means you need to stick with it, bro.
Okay, got it, yeah.
Don't be giving up on me.
Hardcore.
Parkour. Number one is force yourself to get up 2 to 3 hours earlier than usual. Then immediately get some sun. It signals your body to stop producing the sleep hormone, melatonin.
Well, that's all well and great, except you and I wake up before the sun even comes up.
And I like to say, so opening your curtains or having breakfast outside can help you adjust. I live in a crappy apartment. What, am I supposed to sit out in the parking lot?
Yes.
With a bowl of Cheerios?
Hardcore! In the parking lot, go!
Number two of the hardcore steps to be a morning person. No caffeine after 3 p.m. That means coffee and soda.
But how are we supposed to live? This is a double-edged sword here, because you wake up so early that by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, you're starting to drag, but everybody else wants to stay up and do stuff. You want to go to bed at like 5 o'clock, but you can't, so you get a cup of coffee or you get a Mountain Dew.
So you're telling me I'm not supposed to be pounding monster tall boys at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, I think that is accurate.
Number
three. That sounds more hardcore, yeah.
Number three, hardcore steps to be a morning person. Keep lights to a minimum at night and get in bed 2 or 3 hours earlier than usual.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Be like Batman. Just hang out in the dark, which I actually like. My wife doesn't. My wife thinks it's creepy and weird to be like in the dark the entire time. But I don't know. I like watching TV in the dark. I mean, it's perfect.
Number four, hardcore steps to being a morning person. Stick to your schedule. Don't stay up late or sleep in on the weekends. I should have been reading it like that this whole time.
You should have been, yeah. No, that makes more sense.
Don't sleep in on the weekends. On you, hardcore.
That's when I catch up on my sleep. I don't get enough during the week, so I try to sleep more on the weekend. That's how it works.
And the number one, the number five, hardcore way to be a morning person.
Nailed it.
Move up your meals. Have breakfast as soon as you wake up. And don't do dinner after 7 p.m.
Dinner after 7 p.m.? Who does that?
It sounds like a half-assed Gremlins episode.
Is that it?
Yeah. They must have breakfast as soon as they wake up, and don't feed them dinner after 7.
Right, yeah. You're right. That is it.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Or they'll become a morning show radio DJ.
Which, I mean, Gremlins were pretty hardcore when they, you know, when they turned.
Hardcore!
Good.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
DNA kits are a risky idea for Father's Day presents.
To cannibals, most channels are food channels.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it at leestirecompany.com.
Saturday, downtown St. Louis was overrun with Blues fans. There's contradicting stories all across the interweb saying there was anywhere from 400,000 people to 1.5 million.
I don't know how they count that, but they need to get a better, more accurate sampling.
And the real winner of Saturday wasn't the Blues fans. Hell, it wasn't even the Blues players. It was a drunken Brett Hull that pretty much took the city by hostage and didn't let it go. And he had a 2-minute rant that doesn't make a lot of sense, that's just drunken debauchery at its finest during the big rally on Saturday.
Okay, Brett Hull is on the stage, but you've noticed they haven't given him a microphone as of yet.
That might be the smartest move of the day.
Good job, who's ever producing the stage up there.
By the way, speaking of John Hamm.
Oh, here we go. Ric Flair.
Look at his t-shirt. No one in the history could have imagined how this day would ever end. And guess what? It's not gonna end.
Well, his t-shirt. is the famous picture from the ice of Brett giving a hand gesture.
Yes.
That we've all come to recognize.
You can say, let's go Blues all you want, but you know what?
I can't quite determine if that was the best TV of all time or the worst. It was certainly entertaining.
Brett Hull in his element. I think he's been partying a little bit today.
Today?
But you know what?
Been going off a while, I think, Mandy.
Good for him.
I don't know which is more of a train wreck, me being the bandwagon blues fan and chanting BLT and getting that to catch on instead of LGB, or Brett Hull screaming, We went blues, to a crowd of 500,000 people with none of them chanting it back. With Ludacris blasting out of the speakers.
That's got to be part of it. I like, too, of like, nobody knew how this day would end. Brett, do you still think it's the day you won the Stanley Cup? That was days ago. That was like, what was it, Wednesday? Thursday? Like, this was Saturday.
That dude is a legend.
Oh my goodness.
I would sit and listen to him chant, "We went blues," for an hour.
We went blues.
BLT.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
The longtime owner of the Denver Broncos passed away this weekend. And finally, a reason for John Elway's long face.
That is not too soon. Too soon. Okay.
Go Chiefs!
People around the world are celebrating the 70th anniversary of George Orwell's dystopian novel, 1984, or as it's known in China, The Playbook.
And finally, a United Airlines passenger is scheduled to be sentenced this week for masturbating on a flight. His defense is he misunderstood the full and upright position.
No.
The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag with Shags and Trevor podcast.
So I've wondered for many years now, do I only have half of a soul?
What?
Because my beard is red. I have a ginger beard.
No, okay.
And we all know the daywalkers, the true gingers, have no soul. So does that mean I only have half because my beard is red and nothing else? But now genetics experts have explained why so many non-ginger people have ginger beards. And we don't have to worry about mom fooling around with the milkman.
Wow, okay. Jeez, that's all right.
Because it all comes down to genes and not the kind you wear.
The genetics.
So in order to have red hair, a person needs two copies of the same gene, one from their mom, one from their dad. However, a ginger beard only needs one copy of that gene, and that means it can come from either parent,
right?
And even if they don't have red hair, we can still end up with a hint of it in our facial hair.
And I'm trying to remember like high school science talking about genetics, but like the red-headed gene is a recessive gene. It is not the dominant one, so it typically does not show up because the chances of it showing up are pretty slim because it is a recessive gene.
Man, you must have went to a fancy school if you were studying gingers. Or a Catholic one.
No, I went to a public high school. It was very normal.
Studying exorcisms?
No. What? All right. Send all complaints to shags@zrgmail.com.
Bring it on, daywalkers.
Okay.
Now the trait, I'm partly you. So I can make fun of it.
Is that it?
That's how it works.
Because
in 2019,
right.
Yeah, I'm part of the group, so I can make fun of it. The trait can also be passed down through several generations, though, just popping up unexpectedly. So it could be coming from Duncan MacLeod, the Highlander.
Good, of course, yes. You're related to the Highlander.
Now, head hair and facial hair are controlled by different genes. And scientists have discovered that when a non-redhead has a ginger beard, it's because they have a mutated version of the MC1R gene.
All right, here we go. And this is where...
Mutant?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mutated?
Yeah. You are not...
I am an X-Men.
You are not an X-Men. You are not a mutant. You are not Magneto.
Science just said I was Magneto.
No, that is not what science said. It is a genetic mutation that it doesn't mean... You're not moving anything. You're just going to pull something. You're going to have an accident.
I definitely dislodged something.
Okay, yeah, that sounds about right.
Your morning epiphany. The KCMQ Morning Shag presents Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
The thought of owning a bunch of dogs, it sounds amazing. Until you walk into a home of a person that owns a bunch of dogs.
The more people I meet, the more I realize and appreciate how well my parents raised me. And that's saying something
really
coming
is.
From me.
That really is, yeah. Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. If it's round and rubber, Lee sells it. LeeStireCompany.com.
We've always heard you never bring a knife to a gunfight, but what about bringing a nightstand?
I don't think that would do much better.
That Amazon is selling nightstands that double as a weapon for home self-defense. It's pretty amazing. It comes with a shield and like a bat. So imagine just a little nightstand with a round top. And that top pops off, and that's your shield.
Okay.
And it actually has the hooks on the inside that your hands can go through, so you can be Captain America of the nightstands.
Very good.
And then the pole is a little fashioned baseball bat. So you can literally come out looking like Leonidas in 300 screaming, "This is Sparta!"
Right, yeah.
On any home intruder.
Wait, okay. Unique, not ideal in my opinion. I think I just prefer a gun if somebody broke into my house, but I guess to each their own on that.
Now, the Wood Quail Bat and Shield Bamboo Self-Defense Nightstand, better known as WBASBSDNS.
That is not better.
Is on sale at Amazon.com, but it's sold out. We looked up the price, and it says it's unavailable at the moment because it sold out so quickly.
Wow.
In my personal opinion... Yes, I prefer a shotgun in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
But when it comes to home defense, but this is ideal for if you're having a party, and we've all been there, well, there's one unruly person, a friend of a friend who got invited, that's had one too many Chardonnays, that's just acting a fool, and you don't want to come out packed to the teeth. That's overkill.
Right.
But
no, you're right.
If you could go, excuse me, walk into your bedroom, disassemble your nightstand, come out with your power shield and wooden bat.
Yeah.
And be like, all right, bitch, let's do this. This is my house. Follow my rule.
Wow. Okay. God. Yeah. No, I mean, that'd be the way you don't want to do it, right? You want to get aggressive, I would think. But that probably would be better, right? Then, yeah, I mean, you're not escalating it too far. But you're also showing some dominance and probably, hopefully, having the guy think twice about wanting to come at you.
And then in that situation, you've set yourself up for some great one-liners that the people at the party will remember forever.
That's true.
That you front kick them out the door screaming, "This is Sparta."
Oh, easy.
And then you turn around and scream, "Are you not entertained?" You get 300 and Gladiator at one party. You're a hit.
You've done it. I mean,
you're a party legend at that point.
Yeah, your party will be talked about for... at least a year to come.
I like this idea so much, I may set it up and just have a plant in there. We'll just act it out.
just
legendary status, man.
Good, yeah, right. All right.
You can see the WBASBSDNS.
Horrible name.
On our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A Florida man has seen Avengers Endgame 114 times. Now, the fact he's done this clothed and sober makes this the most unlike Florida story we've ever had.
Good. Yes. The American Journal of Preventative Maintenance has issued a list of five things you can give up in order to cut your risk of high blood pressure and heart disease. Number one was reading about all the awesome stuff that's giving you high blood pressure and heart disease.
And finally, a Vermont man named Kevin Bacon crashed into a cop car. Unfortunately, he couldn't dance his way out of this one.
It wasn't the Kevin Bacon.
Follow Shags and Trevor on their Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag and KCMQ.com. Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's what we're doing. We're thanking Mid-Missouri for being our friend.
In a weird way, this would fit as a theme for the Morning Shag birthday bash powered by Graf & Sons. You're right.
We're throwing a party.
Yeah.
We're inviting everyone we know.
You would see the biggest gift would be.
Oh, you're bringing us a gift? Thank you for being a friend.
No gifts necessary for this birthday party.
They're
no,
mandatory. No, the Morning Shag Birthday Bash is happening Friday, June 28th at the Blue Note, thanks to Graf & Sons.
Wow, this actually does work. I am impressed. Friday, June 28th, Blue Note, on the Fortified Roofing and Siding stage, Guns N' Roses performed by Guns Ain't Roses, AC/DC performed by JC/DC, and Leonard Skinner performed by the Comancheros.
One more time.
Oh, God, sorry. This is going to be like somebody at like 2 o'clock is going to be whistling this going, why do I have, oh, God dang, Shags and Trevor. God dang.
The Morning Shag Photoshop Art Gallery is going to be there. Thanks, Sam Jones. Trevor, you are once again his muse.
I know, it's weird.
And they are amazing Photoshops of you that will be on display. We're going to have Trailer Park Batman, Penis and Beer Robert. Bryce, the mullets in May winner. We're gonna be rocking mullets. I might perm my mullet.
Oh,
for
don't
this event.
Do that. Don't do that.
Oh man, it's a special occasion, bro.
Oh God,
it's a special occasion.
This is gross.
But we're throwing a party, just like the Golden Girls. We're the Golden Girls of morning
don't,
radio.
Come on, don't say that.
I would be a Blanche.
Come on.
Or a rose.
All right.
No, you might be the rose.
I think I might be the rose, but we shouldn't be having this conversation.
You can win tickets today at 11:35 and 3:35 with the Morning Shag Trivia. Get all the details at KCMQ.com.
Moments of clarity from the shower. It's the KCMQ Morning Shag's Top of the Hour Shower Thoughts.
If you accidentally lay down on your voodoo doll, you couldn't get back up again.
Hot fudge is ice cream gravy.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company. Fits round and rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Let me start by just reading the headline. A guy fed meth to his attack squirrel to keep it aggressive.
What?
A guy fed meth to his attack squirrel to keep it aggressive.
There's a couple of things we need to unpack there.
Oh, no, this story just unfolds beautifully. One, it's in Alabama.
Oh.
Two, the guy's names are Mickey and Ronnie. If there's two dudes in Alabama that are feeding meth to a squirrel, they are definitely named Mickey and Ronnie.
I think you're right, yes.
So Monday morning was not a good morning for Mickey and Ronnie. The cops raided their apartment. And those cops found what they were looking for. The dudes had meth, drug paraphernalia, ammunition, body armor. The list goes on and on. But the strangest thing the cops found was Mickey's attack squirrel. Yeah, he had a pet squirrel. And apparently, he regularly gave the squirrel meth to keep it aggressive.
Okay, a question. Does it say if the squirrel was an attack squirrel before the meth, or did the meth make it an attack squirrel?
Well, it does talk about the squirrel had some family issues growing up was easily manipulated into becoming the attack squirrel.
Now, as a follow-up here, did the cops discover the attack squirrel because the squirrel attacked them?
Does not say. But what they do mention is that, yes, it is illegal to own a squirrel in Alabama.
That's the takeaway. Okay, yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be the least severe charge that they are facing.
Probably.
But we need to make that note.
Yeah.
And the story just gets weirder because as the two owners, Mickey and Ronnie, are hauled off to jail, the Alabama Game and Fish Division just told the cops, release the attack squirrel into the wild.
So there is a methed out attack squirrel just in the woods of Alabama.
He's going to have to go through withdrawals alone in the woods?
Oh, no.
But honestly, this story clears up so much for me about the state of Alabama and the university.
Don't know.
Of Alabama.
No, there's nothing about the university was involved in this.
The whole time, I was thinking that was some weird elephant that would scream Roll Tide. But have you seen the before and after pictures of meth? That's clearly a squirrel.
That is
a methed out attack squirrel that the University of Alabama uses as a mascot. Roll Tide!
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
A man in England was arrested for robbing a bank with a banana that he told the teller was a gun. He was soon seen after peeling out. No.
Two-thirds of us feel guilty for not eating more vegetables. You know what's good for guilt? Cheetos.
And finally, I left it your crappy joke. And finally, 47 members of a Jimmy Buffett fan group have fallen ill at a hotel in Dominican Republic after suffering from crippling diarrhea. Those folks are now singing Wasting Away in Pepto-Bismolville.
All right, that I liked. That one was good.
Does everybody know what time it is?
For the first time ever.
At the same time.
Shags and Trevor on your schedule. I was getting late. The best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
The summer solstice is Friday, so plan your sacrifices accordingly.
That's not. No, that's. Oh, God. That's.
But summer, it's supposed to be all about grilling food or chilling on beaches and soaking up some sun, man.
Sure, yeah.
But if your current summer plans are sounding a little not like that, well, you're in luck because Reynolds Wrap is offering the dream job this summer of touring America in search of the best BBQ ribs in the country.
Yes, please. Tell me more.
The Plastic Wrap brand is looking for what they're calling a chief grilling officer. So you will be the CGO of Reynolds Wrap.
Excellent.
And you will earn a cool $10,000 for spending a month stuffing your face with BBQ ribs in cities across the country.
This sounds legitimately like the single greatest summer job ever.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Yes, I can stuff my face with random people's meat all summer long. All right. But after a while, that gets lonely. Hotel room to hotel room. Yeah, right. The abyss of barbecue.
Sure.
You can get lost in it.
Your body just sluggish and lonely.
But Reynolds is here to help. They're letting you bring a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
And the company will even cover all the travel expenses and lodging for your guest.
Okay, but what do you have to do? Like, because there's always more to it.
Well, one, cram meat in your face.
Sure, yes, I got that part.
Load your face hole up with as much meat as you can.
Wonderful, yes.
And then you just have to post envy-inducing food porn to social media.
So just taking pictures of your food before you eat it and be like, look at this.
Or while it's in your mouth or while it's all over your face.
Right,
all
right.
All over your hands. All right, all over your bare chest.
What? Why? You need to leave a shirt on if you're going to different restaurants around the country.
Who eats ribs with their shirt on?
Everybody. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
There's no way I'm the weird one here.
Well.
Now, if you meet these unique qualifications, all you have to do is submit a photo of yourself grilling your favorite recipe to Reynolds Wrap, along with 100 words on what makes you the best person to fill the chief grilling officer position. The only thing is, I'm late to the party. The due date is today.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we can still do this. We can still do this. Because I actually think this could be really, this is going to be an amazing experience. And I think our best chance of winning this is if we submit a picture of you.
Oh, with just barbecue sauce splattered all over my face?
Exactly.
That's called the BBQ money shot.
But then your essay just has to be a whole bunch of meat puns. A whole bunch, or even like meat innuendo. To make, at the very minimum, we're going to make somebody uncomfortable.
Just a jingle of meaty, meaty meat. Meat in my mouth. Meaty, meaty meat. Meat's in my mouth.
All right, now we
meaty,
have no meaty, chance. Meaty, that's
meaty,
horrible.
Meat.
Because you realize the tune won't work on an essay. They won't get the tune when they read it.
No, I'll actually write the notes.
You'll write the sheet music. Paper. You'll be the sheet music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meaty, meaty, meat. Meat well, in my mouth. Meaty, meaty, meat.
You
meat
have on a my great chest. Chance meaty, of, meaty, meat. Of winning this
meat
because
on my hands?
We're now not going to with this idea. You can sign up today again is your last chance at Reynolds Wrap website. Is it ReynoldsWrap.com? Or
sure.
Google Reynolds Wrap. You'll
I'm
find
sabotaging
it.
Everyone because I want the job.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I don't know the website. Meaty, meaty, meat. Meat in my mouth.
But you're going to win with meaty, that.
Meaty,
yeah.
Meat in my hands.
All right.
Meaty,
top
meaty,
of the hour show.
Meat on my nipples.
What?
Because I eat the ribs shirtless.
No, all right.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
Bubbles are to fish what rain is to humans.
Do you think ladies first is more about being polite or more about staring at butts?
Okay. Wow. That's...
Just asking the question.
Okay. Shower thoughts.
I vote butts.
Lease Tire Company. It's round and rubber. Lease sells it. LeaseTireCompany.com.
I didn't think Monopoly could get any worse.
Wow.
I didn't know it was introduced back in 1930. We've seen countless variations of the game. From board sets in different cities to those inspired by popular films and TV shows. Well,
wow.
Game of Thrones has one.
It's true.
Oh, yeah, it's true. But now Monopoly has gotten worse because now they're introducing a voice controlled AI banker, which is incapable of cheating. They've taken the only thing from the game.
Hang on a minute.
Completely out of it. That's right, Trevor. No more accidentally grabbing an extra few hundred when you pass go.
No,
or somehow forgetting to pay the tax. This game is on to me.
Well, no, that's a good thing. Like, I mean, so the only reason you would ever have played Monopoly is so that you could cheat.
If I'm the banker.
If you're the banker.
Only way I'm playing. It's the only way it's exciting.
What?
It's such a long, boring-ass game. If I can't be skimming off the top,
my gosh.
I don't want anything to do with it.
Wow.
That's why I don't work in corporate America.
Is that it?
Yes. Got caught skimming, allegedly, many times.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Corporate America won't even talk to me anymore. Won't turn my phone calls, my texts, nothing.
That would be great if corporate America, like during the interview process, was like, we need to contact certain people that you've played Monopoly with.
Oh, no.
With you being the banker.
I wouldn't have any of those references.
I'm sorry, we're going to need to do them before we hire you.
Those all got lost. So, in Monopoly voice banking, there's an electronic black top hat that's in the middle of the board that stares at you and judges you for cheating for all those years.
Good, yes.
And will manage the money, handle real estate transactions, it'll pay rent, it'll draw chance cards. So I can't even pull off the bottom of the deck?
No.
All through the power of voice commands. This new game doesn't even include physical cash. I mean, granted, it's very 2019.
Indeed.
People hardly ever have cash anymore. But still, Hasbros, why are you taking the only thing fun about Monopoly away?
It's probably best that people don't want to play board games with you.
Well, I mean, board games are the worst to begin with.
Okay.
I mean, you could do shady deals on the side when you were the banker.
No, that's not okay. You can't be doing shady deals. Why is that an attractive thing for you?
Do you not live in America?
Oh, no,
do you not read the news?
No, all right, go.
What the?
Time now for the KCMQ Morning Shag WTF News.
Brett Favre has denied a rumor that he's returning to the NFL. Packer fans haven't been this disappointed since they stepped on a scale.
Okay, that was...
full of cheese curds.
Okay. Lionel Richie turns 70 this week, and he plans to celebrate all afternoon long, because after Wheel, he's going to bed.
And finally, a town in Southern California has unveiled a new crime-fighting robot, because that never goes wrong in the movies.
Best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast. Listen live weekdays starting at 5:30 a.m. Only on 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.
I done did it again. I'm famous for reading a headline, getting very excited about it, printing the story out, bringing it to the show before actually reading the article, and the article is lame as bleep.
Well, let's,
it happened again.
Let's go ahead and go through this, and this is your punishment that you have to now do this on the air and have it be awkward.
Well, I mean, it was a new survey. So I was like excited. New survey, the 10 most common summer fails. Like, what? Yes. Like going down a water slide too fast and giving yourself a wedgie, or even worse, losing your bikini top.
Wow. Okay.
It may or may not have happened to me before.
Oh, you wear a bikini top? That.
Well, no one wants to see my man boobs.
Okay, let's just move on very quickly.
But it's not like that. I thought maybe trampoline mishaps or pool noodle accidents.
Pool noodle accidents.
Those things can be dangerous.
Okay, wow, all right.
But no, according to a new survey, these are the most common summer fails, and they are lame. Like number 10 is drinking too much alcohol in the sun. How is that a fail? That's a goal I set.
Yeah. I mean, I'm planning my vacation coming up in a few weeks. That is one of the main components of my vacation.
Number 6, not putting on eye cream. How is that a summer fail?
Say that one more time.
Not putting on eye cream.
Eye cream?
Yes. I don't even know what eye cream is.
What? I don't. Yeah.
I've been failing every summer for 41 years.
Don't know what eye cream is.
Number five on this worst survey ever, the most common summer fails, sitting all day instead of being active. You know what? Bleep you, survey. It's my summer. I'll do what I want.
You. Yeah, again, that's a major component of my vacation that I'm going to be taking soon.
Number four is not reapplying sunscreen. I'm so disappointed in I'm not even disappointed in myself. I'm disappointed in the survey.
That one's kind of fair, though. I mean, I burn very easily, and if I don't reapply sunscreen and I get burnt, that'll take me out of commission for a week.
Well, have you read the articles talking about how certain brands leak into your bloodstream and have cancer-causing agents?
No, I have not.
Sunscreens, I don't use sunscreen.
Well, okay, maybe just avoid those kinds of sunscreens. Sunscreen still has some very important things that sunscreen is supposed to help you get. From keeping getting cancer. That's
sunscreen.
The idea.
I don't trust it.
Wow. All right.
I don't trust big sunscreen.
Don't, is it?
I don't trust them.
Okay.
They're controlled by the Illuminati and the lizard.
Is that
people.
Right? Is that right? Banana boat.
Number three, not sleeping enough. How are these fails? That's are these summer fails?
That's not summer. That's just my entire life.
Number two, not wearing a hat in the sun.
That's number two.
That's the second highest summer fail is not wearing a hat in the sun.
Not wearing a hat.
And the number one summer fail, according to this crock of bleep survey I fell for because of a cool headline, watching too much TV and missing out on the fun.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Bleep you! Again! Sometimes it's too hot! I don't want to get sway balls! I'd rather watch Jessica Jones.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Are you kidding me? Stranger Things comes out next month. Bleep you, summer fails.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah. All right. All right. So we did it. We went through this. It was weird. It was awkward. It was it was uncomfortable.
The headline was amazing.
But more importantly, will you learn your lesson? Will you finally start reading articles instead of just their headlines before you bring
lessons?
Them to the show?
We talking about lessons?
Yeah. We're trying to. Hopefully.
We're over here talking about lessons.
Oh my gosh. Well, that answers that question.
Aha moments in the morning. It's top of the hour shower thoughts with the Morning Shag.
No one ever questions if the Matrix made its own movie just to throw us off.
We live in an age where pizza gets to your home before the police.
Shower thoughts with Lee's Tire Company.
It's sad, but kind of true.
It's riding rubber. Lee sells it. LeesTireCompany.com.
Bud Light isn't really known for making a good beer, but they are known.
Hang on now. That's not. No. I like Bud Light a lot. It's the most popular beer of all time. Like,
I mean, it's no Hams.
Okay. See, and
but
this is
Bud Light is really, really known for their marketing, their ad campaigns.
I mean, they do a pretty good job.
I mean, the Dilly Dilly thing took the country over for about a year.
It did.
Thank God that's over, because now we're moving
on. Is it
on.
Over?
I'm hoping so, because they have a new set of commercials that they're going to release. And if you remember back like a decade ago, the Real Men of Genius.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Real men of genius.
Where they really celebrated everyday heroes of life who failed to get the recognition they deserve. Now Bud Light is bringing the ads into the modern age with a new series of commercials celebrating internet heroes of genius.
Bud Light presents Internet Heroes of Genius.
Internet Heroes of Genius.
Today we salute you, video streaming login sharer.
Video streaming login sharer.
When there's a hot new binge-worthy drama, your membership becomes a mothership for your mooching friends.
Yes, everyone's still watching.
You give your ex the best years of your life and access to an endless supply of obscure crime documentaries.
I just needed some space to watch TV.
Isn't it nice to finally reconnect with each of your college roommates every time you change your password?
I had a feeling that you'd call.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, keeper of the content. Or better yet, get one of those freeloading friends to buy one for you.
Video streaming login share.
Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
And Trevor, you had an opportunity to be an internet hero of genius. When I asked you years ago about wanting to get into Game of Thrones, you refused to give me your HBO
password. That did not happen.
Which set the stage for my dislike and distrust of Game of Thrones.
You were running Game of Thrones through the mud when it was at its peak. When it was absolutely like an amazing show.
I came to you in a time of need.
Don't.
And you slammed the door in my face.
I did not do that. I would have done that had you asked. I would have slammed the door in your face, but that did not happen.
Think, you could have been on a mediocre, crappy Bud Light commercial as the internet hero of genius, but you decided just to be a bad friend instead.
Amazing how that turned on me. I didn't see that one coming. I should have. I've been on this show now for 7 years. You'd think I'd see it coming.
Bud Light, you can do better. And so can you, Trevor.
Come on.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag Podcast.
Oh my God, are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.